That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Everybody's sending us pictures of random animals banging. Mike from Florida, a couple camels banging in Dubai. Yeah, they're kind of squatting, though, man. Yeah, I know a camel could get in on his knees.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The one in the back. I mean, the one in the back.
That's how you get on a camel, is they get down on their knees, isn't it?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, you get up in the saddle.
You mean ride a camel.
Yes, to ride a camel.
That's how you mount the camel.
Yeah. I didn't want to say that.
Animals usually just stick to one position, don't they?
Yeah.
Seems to be.
There's no reverse cowgirl with a camel, you know?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
No, they don't
throw for the camels.
Variety that the humans seem to do.
No.
They don't seem to be as big on oral.
No, only a couple of them do. I think we asked Jungle Jack that years ago. He told us.
Yeah. The answer is always
bonobos. Bonobo monkey.
Yeah. The bonobo. I don't know if they're a monkey. They're some kind of primate.
Yeah.
Mike thinks the cuddling cows is obviously a new thing because Chief Cuddling Cow does not sound very intimidating on the battlefield of 1800s America.
Probably not.
Yeah. Did the natives raise cattle, like, later on?
I thought it was all buffalo.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Yeah. You know, but I just watched the movies.
Yeah.
We don't know. I do not know that.
I think we prove that every day, every segment. We don't know.
Everything we learn from the movies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. So what are we doing wrong in the this is just gross stuff in airplane bathrooms? Is that what this is about?
The main one that this lady brings up is it's kind of a variation on a theme of something we've already talked about on planes that is super gross, which is taking your shoes off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but these people just take their shoes off and leave their socks on, and then they go to the bathroom, and then they piss on their socks.
Well,
why is she walking in the bathroom bare feet?
Yeah, well, she said this is even worse than bare
feet.
Don't
wear flip-flops on a plane anyway, especially dudes. You're gross, man.
This lady's a flight attendant, and she says her name is Cher. She says the wearing only your socks to the bathroom on the plane is worse than barefoot, because then your socks are just soaked with whatever's on the floor of the bathroom in there, and you're just keeping
too.
That with you as you.
How about you leave your shoes on when you go to the bathroom?
Yeah, or just leave your damn shoes on the plane
the whole time. The whole time.
I've never felt the need to take my shoes off on a plane.
No.
I don't think I could take my shoes off on the plane if I wanted to.
If they were slide-offs, you could.
I mean, I guess I could slide them off, but if I needed to untie them at all?
No.
Now.
That'd be pretty obvious, too, untying your shoes to
pull out those big size 15s, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she said that's like one of the grossest things that you can do on a plane is walk back there in just your socks. Worse than bare feet.
Does it say where who she works for?
One of the airlines.
One of the airlines.
It's probably not an American airline or, you know, a U.S.-based airline is what I mean. Because she says, I will stand there and give someone a full-on compliment. Like they're waiting in the galley area. Hi, how are you? I love your top. And they look at me dead in the face, turn around and walk down the aisle and not say a single word.
Oh,
the next time an aisle donkey pays me a compliment will be the first time an aisle donkey pays me a compliment.
You don't sweat much for a big drunk guy.
Yeah.
That might be a you thing, not an aisle donkey thing, Todd.
Yeah, well, anybody else been tossed a compliment by an aisle donkey?
I mean, but you know, some people actually get on the plane looking good.
What are they going to say? Nice shirt?
And then another one,
Todd,
is...
You're dressed like now. Right. What you wear now is what you fly, basically.
I love your flying pants.
No, I want to put the flying pants on.
Yeah, oh. But what are you supposed to say? Nice flying pants, you know?
Yeah.
Nice loosely fit sweatpants so your balls can just move around.
9D, you know? I see what you did there.
Good to see you got out of the drawstring for a few hours. And then she bitches about people. Apparently, they like to take pictures with her. Because she has a Twitter account or whatever.
No, she says that the people deliberately taking photos of her while she's just working.
Oh, yeah, I've never seen that either.
Is she hot?
She must be.
You can check her out on Twitter. I don't take a random photo of aisle donkeys either. I mean, if they're hot, why would you do
that?
It's creepy.
She says she'll politely move to not be in selfies, but people will twist their phones and try to get her in it. She says, and quote here, with 25 chins because it's from way below me, the worst angle. Which is true. Nobody looks good from that angle.
She is at
selfies suck, man.
At Cher Dallas. So based on Dallas, I'm going to guess maybe she's
American Airlines.
Maybe Southwest. American or Southwest, okay.
She also says that people, and I this is a bold move. People will come and, you know, people get up on a long flight, go walk a little bit, walk up to the galley.
Yeah, you die if you don't do that.
Stretch
right?
a little bit. She says people will try to make their own drink or grab some booze on the sly.
Really?
Standing there doing their yoga move or whatever to stretch out on a long flight.
How about this? I saw this on a flight. And I don't know. I mean, it said, what would you do? I don't want to read the comments because I knew it was going to get kind of racist or at least xenophobic. But it did show a guy on a plane. And this is like a real photo, too. He was a Muslim, and he was bowing to Mecca in the aisle.
Yeah, it was time.
But he was bowing to Mecca, you know, and facing backwards on the plane.
Backwards.
And there are people in line to go back to piss.
Oh, if he's holding up the aisle, that's a problem, yeah.
That he was, yeah. I'm thinking, you know, move it along, Mecca. I got to piss, you know. What do you say there?
Move it along, Mecca. I got to piss.
Not that?
Yeah. Okay, you're
How
right.
about not
I'm,
that?
That was, I'm sorry. That was things not to say because that'd be xenophobic, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But once again, I'll blame us. I mean, what if a guy a Christian got up and just put his knees down and started praying in the aisle?
Move it along, Bethlehem.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. Move it along, Bethlehem. That's kind of funny. Are you sure Bethlehem's that way? I don't think they have to do it that way. But, but you know what it's like. And they talk about freedom of religion. How about freedom from religion in that situation?
That's key, yeah.
Right. The plane wasn't dying. People weren't freaking out. It was just flying a flight. And it shows this guy standing there going, and I can tell you it depends because I know that face. I got it a lot on a flight.
It's universal.
Yeah.
And no, are free to practice any form of Christianity that you wish.
But not in the aisle. How about that?
Yeah, that's anything where you're holding traffic in the aisle. That's not cool.
I'm not picking on Muslims.
Apparently, one of the other commenters on this video is another flight attendant, and they've seen. Thankfully, I've never seen this, but somebody go full on Todd and just walk into the bathroom and leave the door open on the flight.
Really?
A little claustrophobic. We're in there pooping.
It's got to be that kicking in. People leaving barf bags in the seat when they leave.
With barf?
They already barfed in them?
Used barf bags?
Oh no.
I've noticed my last couple of flights did not have. Are they saving money on barf bags?
I don't know. Dirty diapers left in the seat back pocket.
Oh.
And, that's disgusting.
Clipping toenails on the plane. We've seen pictures of that. Don't do that.
That's unbelievable.
That should be jail time.
That is unbelievable that it even crosses the mind of people.
Right.
Well, and even this, you know, they said not throwing away trash when they, like, if you leave trash in your seat, they deliberately come around and ask for the trash. All you got to do is just hand it.
Yeah.
You don't even have to get up. That's not okay. Not cool, man.
Sometimes I'm not done with my drink, though.
When they come neither around. Am I.
Yeah, right. For the last round of trash gathering.
Right. Yeah. Me neither.
So what do you do with it then? If you land and you still have a glass.
Eat it. Yeah.
You have to stuff it in the little pouch in front of me.
Yeah, they'll clean it out.
Yeah. Apparently, you're being a douche with that.
What am I supposed to do?
Yeah. At that point, you can't stop and throw it out in front of the.
Is there a trash can on the jetway?
Yeah, you could carry it out with you.
Yeah, I don't know if they let you do that. They might slap it out of your hand.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
They just slap it. Yeah. Slap it out of your hand.
What if I'm not done with it?
Yeah, you can say, I'm not going to finish this to the owl donkey. I'm not going to finish this drink.
This one's a little strong. It might take me a while.
You're the guy standing up in the galley doing yoga, trying to, you know, pinch an extra bottle of vodka off the
car. Why won't anybody compliment me? Todd screams out at the top of his lungs as he's
doing everything
drunk.
He can.
Passing out, farting on a plane.
I just washed these jeans and nobody's even noticed.
Nobody said dick. I need love too. All right, Isle Dawkins, if you see Todd next flight, compliment Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah, because generally what
would you be complimented on?
I know. If they knew you, you could say, I like the show. But if you're a stranger to most owl donkeys, most of them.
That may be the most simple insult I've ever heard.
What would they say?
Yeah, nice, what would they compliment you on?
Yeah. Nice hat? Well,
how about this?
Yeah, an owl donkey especially.
Isle donkey might say,
good job traveling.
You can hold your liquor. That's a good compliment. Yeah. You can hold your liquor.
That could be a little backhanded, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true, too.
Oh, you're a good raging alcoholic.
Right.
I'm still
Be like this guy. You can drink five and be cold.
Still trying to answer Nick's question.
What? What would they compliment you on?
Really racking my brain about it. it's cool. You didn't wear a hat today.
Yeah. But so, anybody, a complete stranger on a plane, it'd be hard to, what do you say? Nice blouse?
Yeah, well, I really
without
think
without being
is,
creepy?
Yeah.
This Isle donkey that tweeted all this stuff out, and I can't find her Twitter.
I think it's on TikTok.
Oh,
I think
okay.
She's on TikTok.
She's a TikToker. Okay. Yeah. But she says she compliments people.
But again,
that's got to be hard.
Maybe other women. It sounds like other women make nice
blouse.
That's
what it sounds like.
That's an us thing, Todd. We're not getting on the plane looking any sort of worthy of a compliment. If we did, maybe they'd say something.
Yeah, but wouldn't be a bad idea to toss that out every once in a while. Tell a guy he's got a nice top.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you're going to think she's hitting on you. She's made it all awkward and harder on herself to just do her job for that flight with you looking at her like, hey, you know.
Yeah. Good job putting your carry-on in that luggage bin.
Thanks, donkey. Maybe later on I'll piss on my socks. And you can compliment them. You can give me a compliment of my pissy socks.
I don't think anybody's actually pissing on their socks, but the floor of a bathroom
if
you're standing up, you're going to piss your socks eventually.
They're mopping the floor with their socks.
Yeah, I mean.
I think they all appreciate the words, thanks, donkey.
I've lost count of the number of groups we've offended in this segment.
Everybody, man.
Everybody.
Everybody, for sure.
Out of the way, Mecca.
Thanks, donkey. I didn't mean to say that. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm glad. It's funny, so I'm glad somebody got to laugh at it. But I, you know, I don't want to.
You should include that in your exit salutation right after thanks, pilot.
No.
Thank you, donkeys.
Oh, no, thanks, donkey. Yeah. Don't say, I think as they say Mecca, don't say that.
That's Monday.
Yeah.
four more of these coming up, folks.
Our work here is done.
Tyler Walsh will be here tomorrow.
And actor Barry Corbin on the phone.
All right, cool. All right. Download the newer Todd and Tyler app. It's out there now. And all the podcasts. Patronize all the advertisers here. If you advertise in this show, you're cool. If you lost a bunch of stuff and property and, you know, stuff you can't replace, you know, feel for you. It's pretty brutal. Pretty brutal out there. So stay safe when next time a storm comes through. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.